Let's take the glove.
Okay.
Oh. Who wants to read?
I'll read. Okay. Kimcha dechiti. Wheat flour.
That's not so simple. What does that mean?
Yeah, right.
That already is a big controversy.
Right.
That's a big controversy. Rashi doesn't really help you with that much.
Yeah,
kamoshi. Sounds like it's regular flour.
Right.
Sounds like it's just regular flour.
Tosis
doesn't like that.
Yeah.
Tosis doesn't like that. Yeah. Let's see, go ahead first.
Rav Nachman. Okay, so Rav Yehuda Amar Brei Pri Hadama. Rav Nachman Amar Shehakol Nihye Bidvaro. Okay.
Go ahead.
Amar Le Rav Ala Rav
Nachman. What is the Gemara?
Rashi says, Brei Pri Hadama, Kishar Kos Eschitin. Right? The Tanya Lekamen Vipirkin Shemavarach Brei Pri Hadama.
So it's no different than a guy who... choose grains of wheat, and that's later on. That was the Gemara we had with the Mori Minei Zeroyim.
Yeah.
Right. Koseis es achita. Mavarech alav bari pri adama.
That's normal, dude.
Apparently.
Is that normal? What is Rashi over there? It says hakoseis. Kamos Shahi. That's Rashi's Kamos Shahi. You just chew them. I mean, apparently, they would eat that.
What is it, Kishar?
What is it, Kishar?
Rashi,
which one is that?
Other cases?
He's talking about one involved.
Kishar Koses Chitim. What is it, Kishar? It's a good question. Kishar, no, is he saying he is a Kosei Shechita?
Like any other
Kosei.
Like any other Kosei Shechita.
Is he been eating it or chewing it?
He's eating it, he's eating it. He's eating it. Yeah. He's like any other Kosei Shechita. He doesn't, don't think that he's so special. Just like an ordinary Kosei Shechita. Right? Yeah. It's interesting, because the Rambam on that case, I think he says that it's cooked kernels. Make a burger now. But, well, they used to have kolios. I mean, kolios is a thing. What is kolios?
Yeah,
it's parched grain. What?
Yeah, toasted or something?
Toasted. Toasted.
Cracked.
Well, I guess... So, I guess it's edible. I don't know what Rashi means, kamos shehi. What is he adding? I guess he's saying it's...
saying it's not cooked? Or
yeah, I don't know. It sounds like it, right? It sounds like kamos shehi means just plain. Just in its normal form. Just like it is. Just like it is. Yeah. But anyhow, what's the machlokas over here? So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it's no different than a kosei shechita. You might say it's a little bit pre-chewed, but it's essentially a kosei shechita. If you chew long enough, you'll get the flour. And Rav Nachman, Rashi doesn't offer an explanation for Rav Nachman here. Says it's shahakol and yeh bidvaro. Yeah. Yes, Tosis doesn't like. Tosis says that what? Nira or?
Nira delo mairi bekincha mamish. Right? It's not just talking about plain flour. De'im kein lo shaycha be bracha debori pri hadama.
It seems as not. It's not talking about real flour. Because it's not shaykh, he says. It's not shaykh. To make a bori pri adama. Why isn't that shayach? Guess because people don't eat it. Good.
Ella mari bekimcha shekoin ishklatir.
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 Yeah. There's no. I don't think the Tirgum Laz has Tosas.
Yeah. The Rush though seems to be explaining what that is though. He says it's like
more coarse.
Right. He says he still has the Tam Fita.
Still the Tam, yeah. Okay.
O bekemach she'osin mishibol shual shemiyav shim betanor.
That's like granola, but it's more flour, I guess. Toasted oat flour. I guess the oat flour doesn't get as fine, right? They don't. I don't think oats grind up as fine. But Tosfos is bothered that it's not. Apparently, he's bothered it's not a derech achila. It's not a derech achila. I mean, that's the Rif mentions that too. But no problems over there. But let's see if we can understand the machlokas anyway. Go ahead. What's the machlokas?
Okay. So Omer le Rav le Rav Nachman, lo tiflok ale de Rav Yehuda, de Rav Yochanan and Shmuel kami kavasi.
So Rava is giving a little advice to Rav Nachman.
Right. Don't argue with Rav Yehuda because he's got some good guys on his side.
It's funny.
Right. Yeah.
No. Well. Nachman would not argue with the statement of Rav Yehuda and Rav Yochanan.
Why not?
Right. And Shmuel, because they were big. They were greater than him. They were greater.
It's a different Rav Yehuda.
Right. It is? I was asking. No, I'm sorry. I didn't read it. He says, don't argue with Rav Yehuda because Rav Yochanan and Shmuel hold like him. And Rav Yochanan and Shmuel are big gedolim.
You can't ask it as like a kushya because it's not a rule. You can't argue against another Amora. But like.
Right. Right. He's saying this is not uncharted territory. It's not uncharted territory where you can just have your opinion. Big opinions have been laid down here. Be careful what you're saying. Right? Okay.
The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shivan Zayis M'varachin Alav Brei Priha Eitz. Alma, Afgav Dishtani, B'Nilsekai. Hachanami, Afgav Dishtani, B'Nilsekai.
Just gets stranger and stranger. So now it's the opposite. Right? Now it's like Moshe's question. He wants to prove that on Shem and Zayis, you don't make a shakel. Right? Now I'm going to use this to prove that just like on Shem and Zayis, you don't make a shakel. Right? So to here, you don't make a shakel. Means say there was a Havamina that on Shem and Zayis, you'd make a shakel. Which way in Shem and Zayis? It's like the man for all occasions. Sometimes you think he's great, sometimes you think he's less. It's like a strange phenomenon. Okay. And what is his proof? I mean, what's his proof from Shem and Zayis to flour? I mean, it's bizarre. Gemara says Shem and Zayis is an improvement. Right. Who says flowers and the flowers and improvement over Chitim? Shem and Zayis was a contender for its own bracha. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so.
So Rav Nachman was not impressed.
Right, so he's
not impressed.
Me dummy, right? How can you compare them? Hasam leis le iluya achrina, hacha ish le iluya achrina, papas.
I meant to tell you to stop there, but it was too confusing to show you that part. Omer Abzera is clear. But it's clear that Omer Abzera is just a continuation of that next piece. So that piece. That's a kasha. Anyway. So he says there's no comparison. He says, of course, your advice is very good. And I would take it. But the facts don't work out. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan and Shmuel never said anything about similar to my case. Right? They never said anything about this type of a case. The case they were discussing is very different. I would never argue on them. So why is it different?
Rashi.
What does Gemara say first? He's saying you can't bring me a raya from Shem and Zayas. Shem and Zayas
is no
very
further,
different.
Right.
Why? Shem and Zayas is very different.
This is
over there. There's no greater step after Shem and Zayas. It doesn't have any higher form. Right? Shem and Zayas is the form, is the ultimate form. So then you make a Bari Priya Eitz. I agree, of course. But here, what does that mean?
It means that there's a further form beyond flour.
There's a further form beyond flour. There's a further form beyond flour, and that is pas. So then, Yochanan and Shmuel would never say you make a bari priya adama on something like that. But what exactly is the argument? It's a very difficult to understand the argument. And Rashi just makes it more difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puts a different spin on it.
Let's see Rashi.
Okay.
You with us, John?
Mm-hmm. Alright, so starting off with the Ishtani. Okay.
Just maybe, I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but let's see how it goes. Do you have an idea of the Machlokas before we get to all the complicated arguments, like the subject matter of the Machlokas, the issue? I mean, can we figure that out, or we really just have to dive into it and see if we can figure that out? Like, what's the question? What's the issue?
She's talking about, like, when does the shame free, like, when is that removed from the product?
You're already into Rashi's. You're already into Rashi's.
Yeah, I don't think I can think without.
Then you'll have no problem explaining Rashi to us. We'll turn to you.
It seems like they're arguing about what the qualifications for a new bracha are.
Not a new bracha. We want to know if it's going to keep its old bracha.
Right. What causes a change in brachas?
I mean, then we could already ask the question, what are brachas? I mean, you know, how are we going to get to... Too broad.
It's not its final form. It's going to be changed into something better, but it's not changed yet.
Okay, what are all these revolving around? They're revolving around one question, one idea.
Classified foods?
No. I mean, it seems it's revolving around changing its form.
Right.
Right?
You can still say the milsay.
Changing its form. In other words, you say pashtus, if it's lechita, that's the Priya Adama, right? But now it's not the Chita anymore. Now it's smashed up. Can I still say Borei Priya Adama when the actual Pri has been changed? I mean, I'm not sure. I'm just trying to get a foothold over here. Trying to get some balance. Yeah.
Are you saying that it's a question of do we still consider this to be the same wheat that grew from the ground and therefore we get the same bracha? Or is it the question, we agree this is a new product, but do we consider this new product to still be a product of the ground or of the tree?
Do we look at the history of the thing?
What's that?
I mean, do we look at the history of the thing of like what it used to be?
That's what we do when we preach.
Look at the history.
You look at fruits and say this grew from a tree.
That's not always true, though. You have like apple juice. If it's strict, like pure apple juice, you wouldn't say.
If you're saying that we don't look at the history when we're saying that this fruit came from a tree, then how is it good to say hadama on the fruit?
I think that's what he's saying in history. Yeah, I think that's
not the kind of fruit it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the tree grew from the ground.
All right, maybe we should see if we can go with the Rashi. Good.
Okay. So, the Ishtani.
Now, which Ishtani is that?
Yeah.
That, it seems to be, they both seem to be on the Chitam case.
Yeah. Right. Right, so the Ishtani, Vagara, Olav lo ishtani le'iluya maliyasa.
Maybe?
By the way,
you're only
I have a different, I have a gears of change down here. That
you have a gears of change?
Yes, I have a gears of change.
Where do you get the gears of change from?
My Hagahos Bitsiunim.
Okay.
He switches around the Dibra Moskos. Should I read it? It makes more sense. Or should I just
he
read
wants
it?
To say that what?
He wants to say that
the Nilsekai?
The Nilsekai comes first, and then Dishtani is part of Hacha Ishle Iluya Achrina.
It has to be.
Because B'milsei Kai is going on the Chitim. B'milsei Kai is on the Chitim. Kikosei's Chitim. Right? So one second. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemin Zayas, Vacham Rabbi Yaitz, Alma Afgav Dishani, B'milsei Kai.
Right, and that's how like Kikosei's Chitim.
But that can't be. What do you mean?
For review. That's for review. Yehuda, right?
He changes the Gemara or he changes Rashi?
Rashi.
But the Milsei Kai is talking about the Zayas.
There's two.
No, there's Hachanami.
And then Hachanami, Afagav the Ishtani. Now where's the Ishtani in the...
It's easier if I read it. It says, so he takes out that whole Ishtani, the Ishtani thing.
We hold it there.
Okay. So then now we're past the Milsei Kai. We're in Hacha, right? So it starts off.
We're into the Hacha Nami?
Right, yeah. Hacha, okay. The Rashi, Hacha Ishle Iluya Arena.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So it takes out Ishtani and the Milsei Kai?
No, Milsei Kai is Kai.
So you want to have. Just tell me the order.
Yeah.
Hacha, the Milsei, and Ishtani.
No, B'milsei, and then Hacha.
Okay.
And then he plugs in the Ishtani. Into the Hacha. It's much easier if I read it.
Let me just probe myself. The Ishtani is not a Dibra Maskil. It's part of the actual thing. It's part of the text of Hacha.
Yeah.
And where does it go?
So, Hacha Islay Iluya Achrina.
Right.
And then he adds in one word. The Kevan, the Ishtani, Vagara, Hoyol Velo Ishtani Iluya Malyasa, Hilkach Yatza. It's a mouthful, though.
But where does he get this from?
He says the Maharshal is the one who put it like it is now, and then he says Chol Ayin Roa Yerush Ein Kan Makomo. He just says it's the Maharshal
put it the way it is.
That's what he says. He says the Maharshal Higia Divrei Rashi Elu Kodem Divrei Moskel B'Mil Sekai.
Isn't the part of the Gemara where you talk about
the
Ishtani where they're equivalent?
There is another Girsa of the Gemara that has in it like the Rush,
right, with
the Ishtani in it,
right, yeah.
So then you can say Rashi is going on the first Ishtani.
He puts the Milchas Yehuda.
Ayin Rashi,
I don't
right?
I've never heard of him.
Right. Tzorach Lomar Kodem Dibra Maskel Milsei Kai, right? That's the Marshal. The Marshal says Ishtani should be before the Milsei Kai. So he's saying that the Marshal was doubly wrong. First of all, the Ishtani is not his own Rashi. It's part of the second Rashi. It's part of a different Rashi. And secondly, that's not his place.
Right, but if you say it's his own Rashi, then it's got to be before the Milsei Kai, because the Milsei Kai is on the Chitim. And both words of the Ishtani are before that.
The Milsei Kai is going on the Chitim,
right.
Correct.
So Shani's got to be before
Shani's that. Is on the Chitim, too.
Right. But it's before that in the sentence, so it's got to be before that.
Correct. It's got to be before that. Correct.
Right.
But you could say that it's going on... The problem is it doesn't seem to flow in the... It seems like a negative as opposed to a positive. Right? Mm-hmm. Plus, where did you get this idea of Iluya Ma'alyasa from? That's already foreshadowing the next piece. That there's something better coming. Right? That's the difficulty in the Rashi. Two difficulties in that Rashi. First of all, saying it's going down, so why should it be? Why should it maintain its bracha?
Right.
It has to maintain its bracha because it's worse. I mean, it's like a reversed argument. And also, And also, what's the Hoil? Hoil is,
yeah.
That's why it's Gora? Hoil says, like, that's why it's Gora. Yeah. Why is it Gora? Because it has something else that it could become. But that's like the argument of Rav Nachman. Right? That's like Rav Nachman's counter-argument.
You said there's a verse in the Rosh that fits this better?
I was just thinking, but maybe he's still going to have a problem. But I'm saying, because in the Rosh, he has in the beginning, Ishtani and the Ishtani is already right in the beginning. Right? He says, Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, V'chein, Omar, Roman, I'm sorry. Kimcha dechiti Rabbi Yudom Gori Pira Dama Rabbi Nachman Shekhon Yidro Rabbi Yudom Gori Pira Dama Ha Pira Hu. Right? Yeah, forgot the Ishtani the Milsekai Rabbi Nachman Omar Shekhon Yidro Hol Vishtani Ishtani. Now is they just giving their I don't know if the Rush is has that girsa or he's just like summarizing the arguments. Yeah, it's a little different. I think the Rabbi Yonah also has a similar type of gears like that. I mean, he said that they didn't just say their things, but they said the things with a brief explanation. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just say their shita. They said their shita with a brief explanation.
Oh, I see.
Right? And then he's saying, they're arguing, is it like Shem and Zayas or not? And they go further, it's true. He's saying, no, but this is different than Shem and Zayas.
He says it's in the Kisvei Yad of the Gemara. it's not just added in by the.
The Rush's Girsa?
Yeah, it's in the Gemara. Yeah.
That's the way the old Gemaras were.
That's what I said. Yeah.
And it's also the Girsa of the Rif. Kimcha dechita dechiti Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Adama of Nachman Shakol. Now, but if you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, he says Rav Nachman Omar Shahakol, the Kevan. All right, Kimcha Dechiti Rav Yudam Bar Biradama, the Sfir Leib Rav Yehuda Kevan, Dechi Echid Dechasis Achitim Bar Biradama, who Adin Al Akemach. We have a Gav Dishtani, the Iluya Ishtani. See, it's like a reverse, saying it's better. Velo Yorad Mi Abracha Shalom. Nachman Omar Shahakol, the Kevan the Ishtani Ishtani. Now that seems to be the question. It's difficult. The whole thing, I mean, it's very difficult. That Rashi is very difficult. That it's Gora. Ho'il v'lo ishtani. Le'ilu yimal yisam. But, what's the essential, what is Rav Yehuda's essential, I'm sorry, what is Rava's essential argument in comparing it to... What's the argument of comparing it to Shem and Zayas? What's the argument? What's the argument from Shem and Zayas? Forget about the Rashi for a minute. I mean, see enough to understand that he's comparing it to Shem and Zayas. What's the comparison to Shem and Zayas?
Well, the form changed and you retained its bracha.
The form changed and it retained its bracha.
I still agree.
Let's take a look at Rashi. Let's take a look at Rav Nachman's counter argument. Ocho Yisle Iluya Achrina.
Right. Hilchach Yatsam Nichlal Pri. Ulichlal Derech Achilasa Lo Ba.
So by the wheat,
it's not a pri anymore.
That's very interesting. Also, Rashi's bringing up that it's not a pri.
Right. He's very concerned about it.
Not a pri. Now all of a sudden it's not a pri. So what does it need to be a pri?
So then he says...
That's why it's not a pre, because there's another... That's not why it's not a pre. Well, why is it not a pre? It's not clear. Why is it not a pre? Go ahead.
Okay, Aval Hashemin miyad ba bishinuyav l'chol derech achilaso v'ikar ha-pri l'kach nat uhu hilkach prihu. Yeah.
Why does it have to be that it's immediate?
Immediate is fine.
Would also then not be a pre.
Lechem also would not be a pre.
It's not immediate.
Because it's not immediate. I mean, Rashi's saying it need two things to be a pre. It has to be the final thing and the immediate thing. Yeah.
Also, one other thing. This isn't mashma like what I thought the Gemara was saying. I thought it was saying... Since it can be changed for pas, therefore
right.
You make the bracha.
Right.
Rashi seems to be saying no, it's not. It's different because it's not in any form right now.
That's right. Rashi's saying, really the problem is it's not a pri. That's really the problem. And the reason why he's saying that, I think, is obvious. Because chitim is not a pri, chitim is also not pas. Because Rashi's bothered with that. Rashi's bothered with that problem, I think. Now, as you can tell me, pas is definitely better than chitim too. Right? Because it has its own bracha. So you're just going to tell me simply because there's something better that can be done with this. It's not, it can't be, it gets a shahako. So why the chitim get it, don't get it? Why do the chitim get it by Pri Adama? So he says, oh, but at least the chitim are a pri. The chitim are a pri. But this is not a pri, and it's not the ultimate thing. It's not a pri, and it's not the ultimate thing. But by Shemen, Rashi's now got to work it out. By Shemen, the ultimate thing still becomes a pri. And he goes, that's the bracha. Bori pri eitz. By Shemen, it becomes a pri. That is a pri. So in other words, let's put it simply. Just to summarize quickly. What Rashi's saying is that by the chitim itself is a pri. But kemach is not a pri. Now why is it, now it's not a pri. Now why? But why does Rashi have to put in the l'chlal derech achilasa? Why does Rashi have to say l'chlal derech achilasa lo ba?
Isn't he saying that the reason why Bashem and Zayas is considered a pri is because it becomes derech achilasa?
So there are two ways a thing can be a pri then. Right? There are two ways a thing can be a pri. Either in its natural state, right? Or in a changed state, which is its derech achila. Or in a changed state, which is its derech achila. But then he adds in one more qualification, right? And then by Shemen, it's miyad bo b'shinui of l'chal derech achilasa. Right? And he keeps throwing more things in. And the ikar of the pri is for this.
Why is the miyad a new qualification? Why can't the miyad be? Because he's just saying that when it comes to the kemcha, so you can have a state where it's not the pri and it's not a derech achila. Miyad means that there's no other middle ground.
But we're not talking about the middle ground by Shemen. What if Shemen had to go through a process, and then on that process maybe make a shackle? And we weren't talking about that process.
There is no process.
But what's the difference if there is?
Oh, because if there is, because then once there is, because then it's not the pre. It's not the actual, I shouldn't say it's not the pre. It's not the actual physical product that emerged from the plant. It's not the derech achila thing, which are the two forms of pre.
So it does have to be miyad. So... No, miyad is a qualification. I thought you were just asking me that miyad shouldn't be a qualification.
No, miyad is not. Miyad just tells you that there's no middle ground.
And why is that important?
Oh, because then if the thing's always going to be a pre. The ishtan, once it changes, it's still going to be. It's going to be the other form of pre. It's not going to be the physical entity that emerged from the plant, but it's going to be the derech achila. You would always say pri adama. You're never going to say shahako because it's always going to exist in one of those two forms. It's miyad. Either it's like this. You change it a little bit, it's going to be to the next form.
We're talking about the shemen.
I'm talking about shemen.
I know.
So how does whether it's miyad affect the shemen, brachan shemen?
Right, if there was an intermediary stage...
Then it would be no different than...
Then with the shemen... But we're talking about the shemen.
The shemen will be the final.
But the shemen is the final. So on the shemen, would that affect the brachan on the shemen if there's an intermediary stage?
No, according to what John's saying, no. If you're at the final stage, then no.
No.
If you're at the Shemin stage,
right.
No.
So that's the question. Rashi seems to be saying that that's part of the reason why on Shemin you make a Bar Pri Ha'etz. I mean, it sounds like it. It's a little confusing. That seems to be important. That it has to immediately go from its... The change has to immediately result in its new form of achiva. And even that doesn't seem to be enough. And even that doesn't seem to be enough. The ikar has to be for this. It's too much. What you could have just said that. People don't plant wheat to eat flour. There's so many reasons over here. But what bothers me the most is how Rava could just ignore all of these things and just pretend like oil is the same as flour. I mean, it's almost untenable. Take all of these things that oil has, and then just say it's exactly like wheat. It's exactly like flour. How could you make that argument? How could you make the argument even so far as to say it's identical? It's obviously identical. How could you even have another opinion here? I mean, Rava didn't know that shemen is completely different. I mean, than flour. Shemen is ishtani liluya, and Rashi is saying kemach is a step down. He's just gonna say, he's gonna ignore all of that. Just take an olive and you crush it, you make the same bracha. You take wheat, you crush it, you make the same bracha. What kind of an argument is that?
Is he saying that Shevach is on the pre?
What does it mean, b'milsei kai? I mean, that's also, what does that mean? B'milsei kai, what does that mean? I mean, that seems to be the question, as I was saying before. If you want to say, what is it revolving around, it would seem to be a question of, is the changed form still considered b'milsei? Right? In other words, that seems to be the thrust of the argument to make a bari pri adama. That it's b'milsei kai, just like you would treat the wheat, treat the flour. Because the flour is basically still the wheat. And that's why I said b'milsei kai. And it's just like he is v'havalei kikosei shchitim. Why? Because you don't look at the flour like flour, it's like wheat. I'm still chewing wheat. I make a bracha on chewing wheat, I make the same bracha on chewing flour. Because it's b'milsei kai. I mean, what is that, whatever that means, that seems to be an important thing to understand. What is b'milsei kai? Or do you say, no, it's a change? No, some changes are b'milsei kai, and some changes are changes. Right? So essentially, the question is, did it change? Did it change? I mean, that seems to be the bottom line question. Did the thing change?
With flour, do they just brush the...
They crush it.
It's just crushing.
That's all it is.
Like when you eat it, does it also, when you chew it, does it become flour in your mouth?
If you take wheat?
Yeah.
Well, you're never going to crush it in your mouth as finely as you crush it in your mouth. Certainly you couldn't spit it out and
make bread.
And make flour that way. So what do you say? What was Rava's argument? What was Rava's argument? And what are they really arguing about? Are they really arguing about shemen? Complicated. But maybe I'm overcomplicating. Maybe you had a simpler idea. Just cut through this. No? What did you guys think about today? What did you come up with?
We were working on the impossible Rashi.
You were working on the impossible Rashi. Yeah. Is it impossible your conclusion? Or is
it? I don't know. I don't have a conclusion.
Why does Rashi have that in Vigara? I mean, if the Dimyon is just that it changed, so
yeah.
Then it changed. So why does he have to even add that in? You know what I'm saying?
It's a very good question. I mean, that's what's bothering these other Girsas. Why is Rashi saying it's Gara? That's not how I would present my argument if I was Rava. The Ishtani Vigora. And what's Iluya Ma'alyasa? That's what I was saying. Iluya Ma'alyasa. What's Iluya Ma'alyasa? That means it's ultimate. Improvement. It's not at its ultimate improvement. That does sort of imply that it is
kind of
slightly improved, but you don't call it improved because it has a better thing to improve to.
But then how could it be Vigara?
That's why it's Vigara. Right.
It doesn't have the status. Mm-hmm.
That's like the Rishonim say, like beer. Like beer made from grains. But you make a shakel. One of the reasons is, I think, because since you could have made that wheat into flour, that's a step down. Even though it's better than wheat, right? But it's considered, since you lost potential, it's considered worse than the flour, than the wheat.
So the vigara is only relative to if that could be.
I mean, if you read this Rashi word for word. Except every word in that Rashi, that's what it means. It's Gora. Why? Since it's not its ultimate change.
At the end of the day, it's still improvement. I mean, it's true that it
doesn't
live up to the potential, but it's still better than the original things.
So depends what you're comparing it to. I mean, the question of improvement is a question of what it's.
But it's we've heard it called Gora.
Can you eat this?
Yeah. I mean, Rashi definitely is it's edible.
It's not only edible. Right. Comparing it to, but it's still funny to call it Gora.
Not if you say Gora because. Gora, if you just say Gora, that's an absolute. But if I say it's Gora because now I lost what it could have been.
It should be equal to the original, though. It should be equal to the original at least, because even though it failed to go this higher thing.
No, not when I eat it.
The original at least had
gone.
The potential to
when
become.
When I eat it, the potential is gone.
But isn't it talking about before you eat it? It's like all like the food item as well.
But now you're making the bracha on it as a food now. As if I stopped it and I said, this is it,
right.
that would be bad. That would be right? People would definitely pay more for wheat than for flour that you can't turn into bread. There's no
right.
question about it.
Right.
Right? So if I say this is my food, it's basically flour that's not going to be turned into bread. So that is worse than grain. Because people don't buy grain for chewing it, they buy it for bread. So the grain market would be higher than the flour market. Assuming the flour is not going to be made into bread. Right? Otherwise, he's just paying for the labor. Yeah.
Hashem and Thais, would that be Iluya Ma'alyasa?
Yeah, that would be its Iluya Ma'alyasa. I mean, it depends on your Iluya Ma'alyasa, exactly. Does it mean the ultimate, or does it mean its ultimate? But yeah, that's its ultimate, then.
It's in the.
It doesn't sound like he's saying because of the fact that he didn't change.
You know, I think in comparison to something like bread or yayin, yeah. The highest state of the food. Yeah,
yeah that's what's difficult. Yeah.
Yes, but Shem and Zayas also seems to be Iluya Ma'alyasa.
But this is the side that's saying it's the same. Right? That's the side that's saying. That's the side of the argument that's saying it's like Shem and Zayas.
Yeah. No, but Vishtani hold the low Vishtani Rubaisa implies that if it were Vishtani Rubaisa, then it wouldn't be in Pimosa.
No, it depends how you read Hallel.
Is the Hallel going on the Gora, or is it going on the...
It's going on the Gora, right. So apparently Rashi is saying that if it would have been improved and there was nothing else that could be done with it, then there wouldn't be even a question over here.
Is that true though? Because in the Gemara the line is the line was Alma Afalgab de Ishtani bin Milsekai by Shemen Zayis. So that's like an Afalpi. Afalpi de Ishtani. And in that case it's Ishtani Lili Amalia, so. And it's still an Afalpi that's true. It's bin Milsekai.
So this is saying, Kochinami, Rashi is opening up the door a little bit to saying that it's not an exact equation. Kochinami, Afagav Dishtani, that was just like over there, it's Ishtani, it's B'milsekoi. Here too, even though it's a little bit different, it should still be B'milsekoi. I mean, you're right, it's difficult. It's difficult. The Ishtani is a little different in the Zayis and in the Kemach. But you can't deny it. I mean, Rava's argument can't be just ignoring the reality of what flowers and what oil is. So what is Rava's bottom? What's Rava's argument? What's Rava's argument? What is Rava's argument? Why do you make a Bori Pir Eitz on Shemen Zayis according to Rava? Well, what does Rava see from that? In other words, is Rava saying that there was a Havamina that you could make a shackle on Shemen Zayis? Is that what Rava was saying? They're just like you think you'd make a shackle on Kemach. So too, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel wanted to show that you don't make a shackle on Shemen Zayis. Is that what they were coming to do? Doesn't seem so.
Maybe saying that when you say pre hadama, pre doesn't mean the entity that emerged, but it means anything that is a result, and any product that comes from the tree.
Well, that is not true. That is not true because that's what I was saying the other day, that you gotta have a little bit of, you gotta be holding in a little bit of a lot of things over here, because there are a lot of different sugyas that set up certain parameters. Like, for instance, the Gemara says a juice of a fruit is a shakal, because it's Zeyab Alma. And the Ram holds that way, and the Ram doesn't care why you planted that tree. It doesn't matter you planted it for... Rashi puts that in. Sweat. It's not the most appealing thing, but fruit sweat is better. is not so bad. But it's not good marketing. But in other words, it's like a byproduct, you know what I'm saying? It's not the fruit. It's a byproduct of the fruit. But Shemen Zayis apparently is not a byproduct of the fruit. That's the ikker. That's the old thing, that question of why is it the ikker. Apparently Rashi seems to hold that if you would plant other fruits for the Jews, it would also be an ikker. He seems to hold it goes by why it's planted. But the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam just says intrinsically these are it's like ugur, you know? It's like the juice is just being held there.
So could you say he says you make the bracha on the substance of the pri and not the form of the pri? Meaning bori pri adama, meaning you're saying that this, the bracha, doesn't matter that it changes the form. When we say bori pri adama, we're saying that this material.
Well, let's say in the negative. What is he saying? What is he deducing from Shemen Zayis? I'm very frightened to make positive statements over here. Much happier to make a negative, to negate something. And what is Rava's deduction? You don't need the fruit in its natural form to say Borei Pri. That much I can show you from Shemen. Right? So look, we can deduce one thing. I'm not saying there's a Havamina that you would have said a Shahakol on Shemen's eyes. I'm not talking about that at all. But the fact of the matter is, you do say Borei Pri ha'etz when you're holding oil. Correct? So you see the mere fact that the natural form change doesn't mean that the bracha has to be reduced to a shaybo. So what happened here? You just changed the form. You just lost. It's not like fruit juice. Fruit juice is zeya ba'alma. You're extracting something from the fruit. The fruit is there, and something is being extracted from it. Right? You can have the fruit with the juice, the fruit without the juice. Dried apples, apple juice. You can have an apple, dried apples, and apple juice. Right? All coexisting. But flour is not. Flour, it would seem, is just the pre crushed. It's just losing the natural form. Not extracting anything. Right? Everything, form and substance. But I want to get a little more clarity what we mean over here. Right? So what's your problem? What's your problem? That's the way Rava sees it. Says Sheme, I know it says it's true, it might, I don't care, it's going to get better, whatever it is. But the fact of the matter is, all that happened was it lost its natural form, kibriyaso. Like Rashi said before, you have to make the bracha on the thing kibriyaso. You're always making the bracha back on the pre. But maybe you'll say you can't make the bracha on the pre when the pre is not before you. Says that's not true, you see that from Shem's eyes.
But
wine's not a proof, because that's a good question. Why didn't they bring the proof from wine? But wine, you'll say they were koveya separate bracha. That's separate. Shem and Zayas is not koveya separate bracha. It just retains its old bracha. Right? It just retains its old bracha. So you see, if you would eat the olive, you'd make a boy priya eitz. And now that you convert it into oil, because it's not considered Zeya, converted into oil, you still make a boy priates. So what's the difference now if I take wheat that I would make a boy priya dum on and I simply crush it?
Yeah. You're saying that halakhically, the olive oil is the substance of the olive just converted? And even there's not like pieces of olive that, because it's not Zeya, it's the
That's
substance
apparently
of the,
way he's understanding that olive oil is different than fruit juices. That's essentially what it is. It's essentially a holder for the oil. That's the real pre. The oil is the real pre.
You're saying about wheat, though, that wheat is just, you just crush wheat. This isn't crushed olive. It's still juices from the, whatever fines it take, but it doesn't seem to be the same as wheat. It's not like crushing olives to get shaman.
Wheat is even better. Wheat is retaining more of the original fruit. I mean, he's just saying like this. He's saying that yayin oil is not a new bracha. The Chazal were not koveya. Anshei Knesset Gedola were not koveya a new bracha on oil. So all they're saying is it still has the din of the pre. It hasn't lost its shame pre. It's true, fruit juices do lose their shame pre.
Well,
one second, but that's why I'm saying in the negative. That's why I want to say it in the negative. That all Rav is saying is, I don't know exactly why, but I can tell you one thing, you don't need to have the olive in front of you to make a boy pre-eats.
But then you don't know anything about fruit juices either. I mean, that same deduction, it seems like you could...
You don't need to know. You don't need to know. All you need to know is this, that for some reason, the oil is different than the juice, and the oil is still considered to be the pre. Still considered to be the it's still considered to be the pre, but that shows you one thing: you don't need the pre to say borei pre ha'etz. However, you can understand oil. He's saying you'll deduce one thing you cannot, one conclusion you cannot escape, and that is you do not need the pre kibriyaso to say borei pre ha'etz. Okay, so apparently the difference between shemen and mashke and mashkin is how closely it's related to its original, to the original entity. Oil is considered more like the original entity. or is considered less of a extraction from the original entity. It's considered more of a fulfillment of the original entity. Fine, whatever you're going to say, it's beautiful. But you still have to come down to one conclusion, that you don't need the original entity in its original form. So by the chitim, that's all I'm losing. All I'm losing is the form. That's all I'm losing. It's even better than olive oil. Yeah.
This doesn't really seem to act as any kind of question on Rav Nachman. This is more like an answer where Rav Nachman asked a question on Rav Yehuda. I mean, were Rav Nachman to say to Rav Yehuda, but how could you say that because it changes its form, then Rav Yehuda's raya would be, we see it doesn't matter in Shemin.
He's saying like this. He's saying, if you learn Shemin Zayas like I learned Shemin Zayas, right, you must say this by Chitim. Because...
So you must say that it's a Hadama?
Yeah. Because you deduce from the Shemin Zayas that losing its form does not change its bracha. And that's all that occurred.
But that's only a negative, meaning I wouldn't learn out a rule from that, meaning I'd say that I would start off with the Havamina that I would say a Hadama. But then where there are extenuating circumstances, I'd say Shahak.
What are extenuating circumstances?
Like, say, it turns into Pas in the ultimate state.
But he's saying if you start with Shemin Zayas and you learn it properly, you'll learn a rule. Just because something is in the negative doesn't mean it's not a rule. It's a rule.
But isn't that
the
rule
is
just
you make a bracha on the pre when you have it. And you're not considered to not have the pre simply because it changed its form. So, if I have chitim in front of me and it turns into kemach, I have the pre in front of me.
But there are also cases where it does where you lose the form of the prey and you don't make eyes anymore. Say fruit juice, right?
No, that's saying not just losing the form. That's not the prey at all.
So I guess I don't see how oil is
for instance,
still the
prey. But that's your problem.
Okay. Yeah. I understand that. Then,
oil and regular fruit juice.
That's your problem. You don't understand the difference between oil and regular fruit juice at all, right? That's stomachache. Yeah. For instance, if you take the Gemara says if you take the honey from a date is a what? Is a shakel. But if you take honey, if you take a date and you smash it into a mash, so then it's still ha'ex. Why? Because one is an extraction and one is just the thing mushed up. Doesn't look like a date.
It's all about the thing mushed up.
Well, let me put it this way. The pit, the flesh is like the pit. You wouldn't say that by a fruit. I mean, I'm just giving possibilities. But you admit that the pit, if you would lose the pit, you wouldn't say you can't make a bracha on it. Right? So relative to the fruit, relative to the oil, the flesh is considered like a pit. So you just basically have unleashed the real olive. You know what I'm saying? Whereas the fruit juice, the essential thing is eating it. Accidentally, when you crush it, you get a juice. But there's it and it's juice. But by the olive, for some reason, we essentially consider it a vessel for oil. It happens to be a tasty, tasty one.
Funny question then. If you take out the oil and you have the physical olive left, do you still make a ha'etz on it?
If you take out, I don't know
what the process is.
That would look like. It would look like a mash.
Oh, that's an exception.
Yeah. If you would, no.
Like a shape distance.
No.
You
it's not going to be
awesome.
That's considered like the extraction. Okay. That's considered like the psoas.
So basically the other part of the olive, like the flesh part, that's like the juice.
Correct.
What was your case?
If you go to the olive press and you take home the smashed olives,
they're not going to care
that the oil is extracted from, you would make a shock on it.
You would.
Yeah. If it's even edible. Yeah. Okay. So go ahead.
So Rava holds that. Machlokas, why Shemin Zayis? Why do you make the Bokre? So Rava holds that there's only one type of pre. Okay, Rava holds that the reason why you make Ayetz is because it's the same pre as it was originally. But the other Rav Nachman holds that there's two types of trees. There's the pre, there's the entity that emerges from fruit.
Okay.
But then there's
There's the what?
There's the entity.
That?
The form. The form is part of the pre.
Okay.
Say like that. The form is part of the pre. And once you change the form, it's no longer that pre. But
okay.
The only thing is, there's a second type of pre. When you say pre adama, you can use pre in two ways. You can mean include the form, or you could say the derech achila. I mean, this can still be considered a product of the
So why is olive oil a bori pre ayetz?
Because it's entered into a new type of pre. Meaning, even though it's not this, even though once it changed form and it's not the type of pre, in that sense of the pre that emerged from the fruit, but now it's a new type of pre, where it's the derech achila.
Okay.
So over here, you can't say, when it changes, you can't say it's become the new type of pre, because the new type of pre is the Iluyim Aliyusa.
Okay.
But if you hold it to the same pre, that changing the form doesn't change the pre, like Rava, so then it's then you should retain the bracha, because you still have the same pre, just like Pesach Mitzvah.
See, that's what's difficult in this Rashi. Another thing I forgot to mention is, look at the Rashi. Rashi doesn't sound like he's explaining the Gemara, right? Because the Gemara says it has an Iluya Achrina. It has Iluya Achrina. Like, it's important that there's something better coming up afterwards. But all Rashi says is, L'chlal derech achila solo bo. Right? It doesn't sound exactly like the Gemara. The Gemara would be saying that it sounds like from the Gemara that because there's a greater thing, that's the problem over here. Right? And Rashi is saying it's just not in the Derech Achilasa. You know, Rashi is explaining, what does it mean that there's an Iluya Ma'al Yisah? Doesn't mean to say there are two ways to eat it, but there's a better way coming. Huh?
You think it's not in the form right there at all yet?
It says, because there's an Iluya Ma'al Yisah coming, that makes this one not its Derech Achila. Right? Meaning to say that what? That if it were its Derech Achila, then you could say it's a pre too. Right? Right. I think John is essentially right. In other words, Rashi is saying that Rav Nachman is saying you're making a big mistake in Shem and Zayas. Not that Shem and Zayas is retaining the shame pre of the Zayas itself, of the pre Zayas, right? The pre Zayas is gone. The pre Zayas is gone. The pre Zayas is gone. The only thing is that pre can have two meanings. Pre has two meanings. What are the two meanings?
What are the two meanings?
Yeah. I mean, you have to say the two meanings of pre.
I'd say there's a meaning in the physical world, in like the scientific world, which is the pre is the physical entity that emerges from the fruit. But then pre.
I don't like when you say that. What do you mean emerges from the fruit? What does
not
that mean
fruit,
emerges
from the plant? From the plant. Meaning that which comes off the plant. Like there's a plant, there's like a seedling, it grows into a pre. Like that physical entity, that's the pre.
We have definitions for We already have botanical definitions of pre. Don't go into that realm right now. You're just saying there is the natural pre, kibriyaso, the pre kibriyaso.
There's the pre kibriyaso, that's the natural pre, and then there's the pre in man's framework. And what is man consider the product? That's the uli ma'ayusa, this plant. When a man sees a plant of an olive vine, he says, oh, this is going to be olive oil. That's, in his framework, that is the ultimate product of man.
Okay, yeah.
I disagree slightly with that, just because I don't think we call bread the pre of the chita, because even though man, it's got to be a natural, it can't just, I think that's why it's got to be miyad, it's got to be that this is the natural consequence of the thing, it can't be that there's a whole process that it goes through. It's got to be that this is kind of built into the structure of the thing, that it naturally leads right into this next product.
Okay, you're saying, yeah.
Does the olive oil sustain the flesh?
Is it what?
Does the olive oil sustain the outside thing?
Does it sustain it?
Does it have any effect on that?
I don't think so. I think the flesh really holds it. Contains it. Yeah, the miyad issue. right? As your it's an interesting thing. I think there's a question in the Achronim. If you accidentally say Bori Pri Adam on Lechem, for instance.
What?
If you make Bori Pri Adam on Lechem. Right?
Yeah, there's a question. They deal with all like the questions, like, you know, every permutation.
I don't think you're not going to easy to find this one. It's not easy to find that one. I'll give you 24 hours.
Okay.
It's on.
What time is it? 12, 7.
Yeah.
12 o'clock.
Yeah. We're working on it. Yeah.
I knew Max.
Okay, Josh is coming tomorrow.
I knew it a lot.
Yeah. So there's the pre Kibriyoso, like Rashi said by the Yayin, right? So you can't say Bori Pri Zayas, right? Where's that Rashi? You can't say Bori Pri Zayas, right? He says Zavale Bori Pri Apri. Then you'd be making a bracha on the pre of the pre. See the Rashi? Shapri Kari Zayas. The olive itself is called the Zayas. The Einzu Bria Shamayim, Kibide Adam Hi Bria Zu. If you make a bracha on the oil, you can't call the oil a pre. Because that's not Kibriyaso. So we're not making a bracha on the oil. We're not calling the oil. And does that seem a little different? Does that seem a little contradictory? And as Rashi's saying, but over here, it's like the oil is a pre.
Not of the pre, though.
Not a pre of the pre. It's a pre of the plant.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
No bracha. That one is no bracha. Yeah. Right. Because by the oil, by the wine, he says you're making the bracha on the gefen, on the vine. Pre a gefen, even though it's wine. But the question is, can you call it a pre? Yeah. So what are the two peros? So do you have an idea?
Well, no. I was thinking about John.
I see. You want to think about this part for a minute?
Yeah.
So what should we do? What else should we do? Should we finish the Gemara? I guess we could finish the Gemara first. That's probably the best way to go. And then I guess we could go to the Rush. The Rush has a big problem with the Riff. The Riff has a funny psak, and it's a very unusual case. Never saw anything like it where the Riff Paskin is based on his own reasoning. He gives a psak on a new time that's not Mikmar, for a new reason, not the reason to have Mikmar. Nobody knows how he's doing that.
We have to reevaluate what we bought. He said, "Lots of stories."
But the rush mentioned the rush.
Really, he can, but in every case, he was like, "Wow,
right?"
Well, I just want to get it clear.
Why did he ask?
Plus, there's also a question, Max. Where'd Max go? While you're at it, there's also easier to find. Is you make a Bari Priya Ace on Yayin. That's easier to find.
Okay. John.